Hey, did my mum let you in? You're early. I really shouldn't be so surprised, should I? Come on, I've got everything ready in my room. Aw, thanks. You really think I look nice? Well, if I'd known I was going to get so many compliments from you, I would have brought up locking you in chastity a long time ago. So, today's your first release day. Are you excited? Actually, let me guess. I think you're not even bothered at all. I think you didn't even remember it was your release day. Maybe you even want to go another week. I'm just kidding. We don't have to do that. What do you think of my necklace, by the way? Look at it. It's your keys. I've been talking to a few women online about this sort of stuff, like chastity, and one of them said I should wear the keys as a necklace in front of you, like it adds to the feeling of power and powerlessness, you know? What do you think? Does it turn you on? Awesome. Good. All right. We should probably go upstairs to my room so my mum and Becky don't overhear us talking about this stuff, you know? Come on, let's go. But yeah, I've been looking up more stuff about chastity online, like good release schedules for you. And I know we said once per week, but maybe we can negotiate that at some point. And then there's how to do a release properly. You know, conditions that have to be met before you can have an orgasm. But if you're not into that sort of stuff, and I'm not suggesting we need to do any of it, but if it's something you're interested in, we can. I found it more interesting than I thought I would, so it's cool. One idea I did really like was introducing dice into the mix. Like, you roll a one and then something bad happens. Like, maybe you don't get an orgasm that week. Or you roll a six and you can get two. Whatever, it's just an idea. So, do you want to have your orgasm now, or should we save that for later? Yeah, I should have figured as much. Have you been getting desperate? Yeah? Well, good, good. I hope it's been fun. I hope you've been enjoying yourself. Come on then, get your pants and underwear off and lie down on my bed. And I should probably make sure my door's closed all the way. So, do you want me to leave, or would you rather I stay for it? I can unlock you and go if you like. If you want to have some peace and jack off on your own. You'd rather I stay? Okay, cool. We haven't talked about how we're going to do this, have we? Like, I was going to leave you alone, but maybe as your key holder, maybe I should supervise? You know, be present for it. Watch over you. Make sure everything goes as it should. But I do have another suggestion. I'm sure you've thought of this, but the DOMs I've been speaking to online recommended that, well, if I feel comfortable, that I do it. That I give you a hand job. What do you think? I mean, I've done your hygiene breaks every day for the last week. So your dick is something I am very familiar with at this point. So there's not much point being embarrassed about it. And if it would turn you on, you know, and as your key holder... Well, I mean, personally, as the one who's been keeping you locked up this whole time, I would like to play a role in your orgasm. I've put work into keeping you locked up, so... I'd like to at least supervise the orgasm. What do you think? Is that something you'd like to try? Yeah? All right, awesome. we should tie you up then, right? And I guess this means you're not going to be able to touch your dick at all. Ever. If I'm milking you and cleaning it for you, then you're never touching it ever. Huh. Cool. Nice. I'm in absolute charge of it then. Well, let's get you tied down then. Get your arms and legs spread out on my bed. I'll do all the bindings. You know, I think my mum and my sister think we're a couple. Because you're up here every day and we're alone in my room all the time. And I've stressed hard on them not to interrupt us. So I think they think something's going on between us. If only they knew, right? Not that I'd really mind being your girlfriend if you wanted to have that conversation at some point. Stop staring at my tits. You know you're not supposed to perv on me. I should give you a penalty for that. What sort of penalty? Oh, I don't know. I could deny your orgasm. That would be fun. Okay, not that? All right, how about I make it a little harder for you? Harder for you to finish? Oh, I'll show you what I mean. A good dom wouldn't spoil a surprise. Right. Now that we've got you tied down, I'll unlock your cage, which I can see you're already fully hard in. And click. That's the lock off. And off comes the cage. Hey again, big dick. We'll do your hygiene after you come, right? There's the ring off. And you're free. How does it feel, knowing you're out and knowing you're going to come? I hope you're really excited. And don't feel pressured to continue with what I'm going to do. If you'd prefer to jerk off on your own, you can say. So, if you're too shy to ask, would you like me to take hold of you and get started? Beg for me to do it. Go on. Not convinced. Come on. You knew what you were signing up for when you let me be in charge of this. Beg. All right. I'll jerk you off. How does that feel? Does a slow beat do it for you? This is what I prefer over jerking you off quick and hard. It's nice like this. So you haven't touched your penis at all for a whole week. And who knows? Going on like this, you might not again for a long time. How do you feel about that? Do you want to agree to that? So long as I'm touching it, it's fine? Really? Wow, that's a lot you're giving me. Thanks, I guess. I'm pleased that you would give me all that. Do you think we should have a title for you to call me? You know, like mistress or ma'am? I like miss. Is that something you'd enjoy? Calling me miss? Great. Well, let's make that official. I'm miss to you now. Is this pre-cum? Wow. You are pent up, aren't you? Do you think you're going to come soon? Not far off? Well, I hope it's worth it. A whole week of being pent up, locked in a cage, And it's been so difficult getting to sleep with the cage on, hasn't it? Waking up stiff inside it. At least tonight should be better. Don't want you having trouble sleeping ruining the chastity experience, right? Even though it amuses me to think about it. Like last night, when I was in bed, I was thinking about you being locked up and hard inside. It was kind of hot. Oh, are you going to come already? Well, I'm not going to let that happen. You're not ready yet. And I wanted to talk to you about something first. Some of the Doms said I should talk to you about not letting you come today at all. Like, a week in chastity isn't even all that. What do you think? They said that because you were so okay with a week, then I should make it more like 2 weeks, right? Because if we give you what you can do too easily, that's not chastity at all, is it? It's meant to be hard. Pun intended. And now that you've had some time out of the cage, and you've had half a hand job, we could put your orgasm off. I do have keyholder privileges, so I have a say in this too. Don't forget that. Oh, you're not happy with that? Do you want to use your safe word and call the whole thing off? Didn't think so. So let's call it a day here then. You can quit your whining. I know you're happy about this secretly. Listen, you're my best friend. And I don't say it enough, but I love you, man. And if you want chastity, I'll give it to you. This is it. No, don't tell me you want to come, because you told me that you love chastity. And you had your chance to tell me what you wanted at the start of this. And you have your safe word, so I'm not taking your word on what you want anymore. And if you don't stop whining, I'm going to put my foot down. You're already not coming until next week. Would you like to make it another 2 weeks? Didn't think so. And I'm glad you're desperate. I hope you're enjoying it. Because welcome to your dream. Well, now that I've already halfway jerked you off, I don't think you're going to be flaccid again for a while, am I right? So, I'm going to go downstairs and grab some ice for your dick. Then we'll clean you up and get you back in your cage. And if you keep whining, I'm going to take that as you telling me that you don't want to come for a long, long time. So, I hope you don't behave yourself.